guys. I'm Lance Carter from Daily Actor. So, I somehow forgot that I had done this interview with the two stars of CBS's NCIS Los Angeles, Barrett Foa and Renee Felice Smith, at this year's Comic-Con. Anyway, I got a chance to talk with them about the show, auditioning, and whether there's job security even though they're on a top-rated show. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. And now, here's Barrett and Renee.
That whole storyline, is it end the first episode back, or is it something that's going to keep playing on throughout the episode?
The inner heady?
Well, the inner heady, no, but also starting right back from where we left off with the season finale back overseas, the teams overseas.
It's unsolved, right? We don't know what's going
to
go on. So.
It definitely is not, it's not wrapped up in a neat little bow.
Yeah.
No.
It never is.
Lasting ramifications.
Oh, yes.
There will be.
Another shocking, yeah, it'll be a shocker.
Okay. Are you guys playing any part, you know, with doing any research or anything, helping any of them find out maybe the truth?
Mm.
Maybe a certain someone?
Well, now.
You do it.
There's a, say that.
There is some stuff we find out, but we're kind of getting tired at the end of the night, and this one has a great idea, and she brings some Oreos.
Yeah.
To the op center.
Well, while the cat's away, the mice will play. So we kind of are, you know, holed up in ops, and we're trying to, you know, kind of solve the mystery, and we're snacking as we're doing that, which is a strict no-no in the heady world. So,
right.
But you know, she's
we're
gone,
fun.
So have some fun.
There'll
eat
be
some Oreos.
A price to pay when she gets back. Right?
Oh, I think maybe yes.
Okay. That means coming back.
Maybe she'll find some crumbs.
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
We actually found a couple crumbs. Like, we were filming, like...
like, 3 days later.
3 days later, we're like,
there's still crumbs here on the Oreos.
They're still here.
You guys are in trouble with the crew.
Are you tired of Oreos now after eating them on set?
Oh, my God.
We were
how many
excited.
Scenes did you have to do? How many takes?
There's two different scenes with Oreos.
Yeah.
So we were excited about them at first, and then 35 Oreos later.
Yeah. 35 Oreos. I was like, I guess I'm not eating my lunch today because I just had an Oreo lunch.
Do you guys have a vomit bucket nearby?
Actually, well, give a little spit pop.
Yeah. Barrett was the swift one who said, you know what, we need to start spitting these out.
Yeah.
This is not healthy.
Yeah.
This is not going to be healthy.
How many scripts have you guys, I know you're shooting too, but you're usually reading ahead, so what script have you read?
Honestly, two.
Oh, really?
We don't really read ahead.
There's very little.
I keep that under wraps.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
even if we did know it.
Probably the day before, we generally have a table read. So I would say, generally, we'll get the script a day before, and the table read is a day prior to shooting. So maybe 2 or 3 days in advance to shooting, but that's it.
Okay.
Max.
Yeah, that's max. Sometimes it's, you know, day of table read.
So what was it like getting a partner, basically? Everybody else has a partner. Now you've
it's
got a partner
great.
Now.
No.
I loved it.
I love having it because we get to play off each other. We get to, you know, I feel like more is revealed about my character instead of just being like, I'm a talking head giving out the information before the crime starts, you know.
Right.
It's like, I can do that, but then also, like, have a competition with her or have a flirty moment with her or, like, you know, a rivalry or whatever it is we're, like, doing that week.
Right.
So that's fun for me, and then she gets to vice versa for her.
It makes it more interesting, I think, even just watching the show before I even auditioned for the show. I feel like now Eric, you know, he has conversations, he communicates with other human beings, he's not just, you know, computers all the time, so I like Eric.
As a human element.
I like that.
Does any of the tech actually work, or is it mostly you're just doing the actions and then they input, you know, is that something you just...
No, it's all what you're seeing is totally live. We're actually interfacing with programs that have already been set up, you know, clearly we don't program them. Sorry,
we don't program them, but
they
we
do
and
operate
we them.
Are operating them live.
Yeah, so if you see a photo, we're really expanding it. A lot of people ask, is that screen, is that all put in post? Is that screen, like, completely blank when you're working it? And, yeah, so we
it
have
is.
To...
It's a lot of fun, but it's also a challenge because you're you know, doing your lines, and you're it's like a choreographed routine.
There's an extra layer, kind of.
So not only can you do a blooper with your line, but if you mess up what you're doing, you'd have to reshoot.
And that
happens.
Sometimes, you know, when we'll do the throw, I don't know if you guys know about the throw.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a classic.
Is it real?
Yeah.
Sometimes the throw, like if you don't really wind up and really, you know, muscle it, sometimes it kind of peters out and doesn't pass the edge of the screen, and you're like, oh, and everyone's like, oh, we have to do that again. So that's real. That happens.
So both of you went out in your own ways into the field this past season. So did you like that? Do you think it's going to happen again, or are you going to stay in your little...
I'd love to go. I mean, you kind of need to be in the cubicle to go outside the cubicle.
Right.
You know what I mean? For it to be exciting.
Yeah.
So,
have an appreciation
Have an appreciation.
For it,
I feel like the audience has appreciation for it. We have an appreciation for it. The character has an appreciation for it. So, that's fun.
It's kind of earned.
It's earned.
Yeah.
To actually get out of the set and do something outside has to be fun.
Yes.
So, I had a great time on my little episode. I almost got frelted.
Right.
And
I was thinking maybe he should stay home for a little while.
Exactly.
A little break.
Yeah. But I would love to see, you know, Eric with like a gun in his hand or something.
Yeah.
You know,
what the heck is this? Yeah. You know, Nell and Eric, I don't think they're trained. They're not. They're not trained operatives. They're intelligence and tech operator. So to put a gun in their hands, it would be really interesting, like the ethics behind shooting someone. Would they be able to shoot someone? You know, would they know when is the right time to defend yourself? So I think all of those questions could be really interesting to see played out.
And like to get the bronze in the hands of the brains.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah.
What do I do with this?
Exactly.
And maybe like vice versa. Or, you know, like who saves the day? Is it, you know, is it
the person on the inside or the guy on the outside?
Yeah, is it the brains or is it the brawn? Is it
for actors, what's your advice to them pursuing their career in general?
Good question.
I say, you know, just preparedness.
Yeah.
Just know your lines.
Tenacity.
Know your research, your background.
Yeah.
All of that, and then also just tenacity. Like also
stay with it.
Be
prepared,
and then keep with it.
I think the majority of people who are working have been auditioning for 3 to 5 years before you finally see them working. I know that's kind of the case with me. So if I would have quit in that first year or so, oh, well, nothing really happened. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be right here with Barrett today. So just...
But you know, and if you do think that you can do something else, or if you are...
Yeah,
like,
if you enjoy something else...
I'm like, this is not for me, or I don't want to wait another year. And you're like, well, then stop.
Then don't.
Because
then do your thing.
It's too hard.
You know? Yeah. But, but if you
but
love
it's worth it,
it.
Once
is there
once
some
it
security
hits.
In being in one of the top, you know, rated shows?
That's
or do you think it feels good? Kill me off any
well,
day
it feels good, but you know, it is a CBS crime procedural, and like that's been done before. And 12 episodes into our first season, like one of series regulars got shot and killed. So it was kind of crazy, but
you have
it
to kind of just
toes.
Trust and have faith in the serendipitous nature of things.
Be in the moment.
If it's your time to go, maybe it's your time to go.
Thank you, guys, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. I promise the next interview won't be 4 months old. But thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.